Jesus, the chaplain is not yet arrived. The rules of parliament, road trade line, allows the secretary to conduct and to facilitate that process. I hereby wish to request any nomination for the acting chaplain. Mountain Lady. Honorable Hope Margaret has been nominated to the acting chairperson. Any further nomination? Okay. Honorable Margaret, you elected unopposed. You can come and take the seat. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, honourable members, for nominating me as the acting chairperson. I don't think the meeting will long, but I'll speak to what is the business as soon as I get the apologies. May I use the apologies with me?
Commissioner, I received two apologies. One is from Honourable Fanamere, who will not be with us today. She attended another meeting. I received a call from Honorable Kopane. She might be joining us later. She had an emergency, so she might come or she might not come, depending what time she'll finish the business. Thank you very much.
Start with a meeting proper. The agenda of the day is just the consideration of the first draft program. You do have it with you. The second is consideration and adoption of the draft committee oversight visit report to Limpopo, and that is from the 24th to the 28th, and then just the adoption of the two outstanding minutes. Has everyone got the documents in front of them? All our members? Have you got it on the photo box? Fine, thank you. Let us look at our draft program. Like I would like to tell our visitors today, that it's not going to be the ordinary portfolio committee meeting, because we only got things to adopt. So what you're going to listen to will only be adoption and correction of minutes, our Limpopo report, and then our draft program. And I think that is important to everyone present. Let's look at a draft program of the Portfolio Committee on Social Development. Today is the 18th of February, and you'll see there what is happening today. But next week, Wednesday, we're going to have a presentation from the department, because it's very important that we look at the quarterly financial report and performance, and that will be for the second quarter from July to September. The following week, at the Central Drug Agency will be playing us a visit. We had a meeting with them, and we are just going to look at adoption of the committee report on the CDA annual report, because we had the annual report itself. Then the following week, briefing by the Department on Social Development, and you people can just read through the rest, because there will be again the entity structure and the NDA quarterly financial report, and then a follow-up meeting with Love Life. How do members feel about this draft program? Is there anything that you'd like to add? Honorable Wilson.
Thank you, Chair. I don't have a problem with the draft program at all. I think a lot of this is pretty much what we've asked for in recent months in the build up to the start of this quarter. My concern is that while I'm quite happy to adopt it and I don't have a problem with what's on it, whether or not we can adopt it because we're not correct.
Thank you.
In terms of rules, the quorum is 50 plus. We are a number of 11 members for the committee. Currently we have 6 members, which is 50 plus 1. We can adopt. Thank you. Yes, the chairperson, yeah, close me. Thank you.
Who would like to move the acceptance of the program? Thanks, Honourable Wilson. And who would like to second it?
I'll second, Honourable Chair.
Fine. Thanks a lot. So the program itself has been seconded and adopted. Fine. I'm sorry about that. Thanks a lot for that, member. And we already said what was wrong when it comes to the chairperson itself, and I would like to sympathize with you, Chair, on this news that you received on your way to Parliament. There's death in the chairperson's family. So I'll just continue with the meeting. Let's look at the draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Social Development on its oversight visit to Limpopo. Department of Social Development, South African Social Security Agency, SASSA, Regional Offices, and the National Development Agency Project. And as you can see, we don't have a date yet, but the date will be the date of adoption that will appear at the top. What I'd like to first speak to the members about. Everyone received this, I think we have it 3 days already, for a bit longer because it was on our emails. So let us start with the very first page. On the first page, we speak to the introduction, and the introduction is just who we visited, who we had meetings with, and then that's our oversight over our entity. And we spoke to the Women's Club there and the secondary cooperatives. When it comes to the introduction, is everyone satisfied with the introduction? I don't think there's much. I went through it. I think just look at that very last sentence there. It's the third paragraph. I'm looking at part of conducting oversight. And then I'm looking at 1, 2, 3 line. The committee found that these projects were a success despite some operational challenges, that it recommended the Minister of Social Development to ensure that the provincial department assist the project to solve. Is that correct, members? Yes, solve the word. Should it be to assist the project to resolve these challenges? Should it be that? Or is the better way of putting it in English? I'm looking at members. Yes, ma'am.
But just to assist,
yes.
I don't mind the English, then you will look at it. But I think some of the problems we faced there at the first visit as stated here was the fact that the bakery was not functioning well. Yes, the bakery was not functioning because of some parts that were having faults. Also, we did not have an opportunity to look into their financial reports, although they were saying the national reports are good. Also, they were saying that they have been identified to be a food, national food distributor, while the venue was very, very small to do that work. So I think the whole content refers to such challenges. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for that. But as I say, this is the project to address its challenges. Is that in order? These challenges, sorry, is that in order? Just to put, to assist the project to address these challenges. Thanks a lot for that. Let us look at the objectives of the oversight visit. We speak about, thanks a lot, Mama Papa, for the contribution. Employment creation. We looked at service delivery, financial performance, performance of entities, staffing and remuneration, and then we have the delegation there. Have members got any problems with the objectives of the oversight visit? I'm looking at everyone. Yes, Honourable Walton.
Thank you, Chair. I think there was four of us in this room who were actually there. I'm quite happy to go with it as written at the moment. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Honourable Walton. But the only thing that I'd like to tell the sector, when it comes to that service delivery, we didn't speak of MPOs previously, and NGOs can just like improve. Yes. And even that CSO didn't mention before. Sometimes the NDA is okay. Fine. Let's look at three. Briefing at the Limpopo provincial legislature. We have the welcome by the MEC. This was taken from the report they gave us. Remarks by the Portfolio Committee on Social Development Chairperson, Honourable Carter. Remarks by the Portfolio Committee on Social Development. That was the process that we followed. Presentation by the Provincial Department of Social Development. And the four of us that were there, remember, that is of the Children's Act, the Budget Allocation and Expenditure for Implementation of the Children's Act, Challenges and Interventions in Implementing the Child Protection Programs and Services, the Older Persons Act, the Budget, Prevention and Treatment of Substance Abuse, Challenges they spoke to on implementing the Act, the Domestic Violence Act, and the challenges that they had when it comes to the Act itself, financial and auditor general reports that were there. And then I'll stop there because the list on page 9 gives our input. You know, on the deliberations that took place and the issues that we lifted up. How the people, how do the honourable members feel about page 3? Is that in order? I didn't find any mistake on page 3. Can I move from page 3? Honourable Wilson. Page 4, I didn't find any mistake there. Could I move from page 4? Because what we spoke to, you know, the input we made is on page 9. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Could I accept that? Fine. Now let's start where we start. I'm not going to look at the observations. Let's look at the deliberations on issues that emanated from the presentation. That is 4.1. And I think the members that were present should just check whether those were the issues as what I used. And the bicep arms. This is Honorable Wilson. Are you satisfied?
Thank you, Chief. I am. I can't speak for the rest of the...
No,
of
you
the
actually feel well for that way.
Okay, but from my perspective, I've actually read through this entire document, including all the deliberations, and I think as far as I'm concerned, the entire document is actually in order.
Fine. My father, may I your views, because I went through everything.
Honorable Blue and colleagues. I don't know whether this is going to be correct because I think the flow of the document, we started with the legislature.
Correct, yes.
So I think our objective there was to ensure that we first go through the necessary structure that exists in the province. So maybe our document should start by the first meeting, which was in the legislature. I don't know whether the document works like that. And then, because what I saw was in the first place, the issues that talks to the regional, where we went, before it talks, I don't know whether I'm correct, before it talks about deliberations with the MEC, the traditional leaders, at the legislature. Is that in that law?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. The document follows what was the program of the committee.
Yes.
On page 3, ma'am, after the delegation, this is our first briefing at legislature where we were welcomed by the MEC.
Okay.
Yeah, it follows that.
Okay. I can see it. Yes.
And then it's 3 marks of you because you spoke second.
Okay.
And then it's 3 marks by chairperson because you spoke third.
Okay.
The chairperson of INFOFO.
Yes.
Then it was a presentation by the HLD.
Yes.
The next page.
Yes.
And she gave the budget. So she gave
yes.
the full presentation. And then after the presentation, then we started, like, interrogating those reports.
Yes.
So 9 will be in order. 10 will be in order.
Okay.
I just want this. 11 is in order. The only thing that I feel on page 12, that's there we got foster care grants. You got 42,000 and 34,000. Was 42,000
and 34,000? The research baseline was 42. Out of 42, 34 was spent.
Ah, so you are 42,000. Okay. I was just making sure I was asking about. Page 13 is okay. Page 14 is okay.
Yes.
Page 15 is observations. Because there in the observations, the soul comes in, you know, with like things. That is there somewhere I read it. Because they sit here, they speak about their challenges. Bread was hand delivered. They do not have a vehicle. The stove for the bakery was old and stopped working. And they appealed to the National Agency to assist. I think what would be important, Mama Kaba, is to look at our share between the recommendations. Because I went through the recommendations and I couldn't really find part of these recommendations. Because if they do speak here to establish a one-stop center, there speaks to stick to the norms and status, there must be efforts there. You know, when it comes to the safety, because we are that center we spoke about, that assists Judy's place, the minister should ensure that the provincial department of social development assists the project, ensure that the provincial department's treatment is not increased, and evaluation, and then establish a structured working relationship with the provincial house of tradition, the provincial house of traditional leaders, the last one. Mama Kaba, are you satisfied? Maybe adopt this report, but the people that will be adopting the report will be 1, 2, 3. Yes, I know. Honorable Abrams, I need to ask you, how do you feel, Honorable Abrams?
Thank you, Honorable Acting Chairperson. I'm fine. I just wanted to alert you that I was also part of the delegation.
Yes, because I looked at the names, right? I'm apologizing.
So I actually propose that we adopt this report as is, and also bring support staff and Edwin Job. Thank you.
Fine. Who's going to second it? Spanish Honorable Walton. In order, Mama Kappa. Honorable Kappa.
Chair, Edwin Chair. This is very much in order, and I would want to say to those members who were not available. I'm very happy that the members adopted the report because it was very, very transparent, because we wanted to create a permanent relationship with the provincial structures. So the report makes it very clear that we did meet the champion, political champion, the MEC. We were able to meet the chairperson of the province. We were able to see the stakeholders in the legislature, because in terms of the traditional leaders, because we had agreed that the National House of Traditional Leaders be informed. But we were put in our place because the people who came there is the House Chair of Social Development. They said, in your wisdom, you wanted to invite nationals. But this is our province. We are the house of the province, and we are responsible for social development. So we have put our first leg in that province very, very correctly. Because when we went to the project, the Makote Women's Club, the traditional leaders also participated in that project. So they said wherever they are, the department was able to say, we committed a mistake by not involving all stakeholders. In future, we are going to work. But what I want also to applaud, I'm just briefing those who are not there, that we want to applaud that they emphasized the fact that when these two departments were together, health and social development, there was a confusion. Now that there has been separation, health stands on its own as well as social development. Now things are better. We could see things were better. This is the reason why I'm saying we accepted the fact that most members were having other challenges and could not attend. But openly and very much clear, we want to welcome you in that meeting, honorable members, to say, although we missed your presence, we knew you were busy elsewhere and we stood on your behalf. So don't hesitate to talk on these matters. But we want also to say that we have projects that we promised to visit and made arrangements, but we were recalled back to Parliament. And those people felt a little bit disappointed. But there was last one where we went. Yes. But the program was not finalized. And in my appeal, therefore, is that while we adopt this report, we also understand that there are projects that were supposed to be visited, that were ready and waiting, which were not visited. When we have our spare time, we will talk to the leadership of the Parliament so that we get 1 or 2 days to go and finalize that leg. And the Honorable Malkas, in her capacity as a whip, wrote to me to say, can't we go? But we were already being informed of other Sokoto processes going forward. So we could not be able to go and finish during the recess, etc. So we were able to make an apology and it was accepted by those communities. But Honorable Wilson, indeed, we will take time and see those communities and then finalize our visit. Thank you very much.
Thank you a lot, Honorable Carr, for that input, because I think it was very important for members that were not present with us on this visit, so that we do the follow-up, then they really have a background of what took place, and then can participate further in the follow-up visit. And I'd like to thank the Honorable Chairperson for leadership and guidance, on the trip to Mpopo to visit the legislature, have a meeting with the legislature, the department, and what was important, the traditional leaders. Thanks a lot for that, Mama Kappa, for that input. Let's look at our minutes. The first minutes that we have here was on, look at the 12th of November. Take out the minutes of the 12th of November. I'm sure everyone remembers this. That was the visit to us, a meeting with the South African Human Rights Commission on a report on poverty trends and social exclusion among children in South Africa, and a presentation on the overview of the work of the commission, where our children were concerned. They spoke to that. And then the only thing that we did was adoption of the committee's report of the strategic planning workshop to place in that meeting. Is there anything that you'd like to add to Mama Kappa to this? Of course, it was just the commission's report.
And you listen to I'm comfortable. This is a true reflection of what was presented to us and what we adopted.
Fine. Page 1, how do the members feel about page 1? Of course, all of you were present there. Page 1. Page 2, opening and welcome. And then page 3, deliberations. I think it's just 3 deliberations. You have to just put in the highlights of green. It's not there yet. Just look at this. And then the last bullet point is just the 2 that has to be taken out, Jenny. And then the bullying date. Who would like to adopt this report? I'm in minutes. Thank you. It's Honorable Mbilo and seconded by Honorable Wilson. You saw the message there. You can take my one. Let's look at the next report. The next report was on the Central Park Authority. It was on the annual report, and you know when it comes to the annual report, it is on our program, because we'll have to adopt this, because the annual report has to still be written out. Let's look at page 1. I think before other people engage, when it comes to Honorable Van der Merwe, her name is there, then Honorable Mjobo, her name has to be under apologies, please. Yeah. Under apologies. Of course, you could take in here. And then just check whether Honorable Dudley was in that meeting. Because here we got Honorable Dudley who were unable to attend. All right, fine. Then her name has to go under apologies. And the opening and welcome should just have the Minister of Social Development there. And the Deputy Minister of Social Development, full stop. Page 3, we come to our resolution. we look at our deliberation. Is everyone satisfied with our deliberations there? Just on the resolution, look at resolutions. Honorable Chairperson, the only query that I have on the resolutions is that very first one where we speak about... Oh, sorry, I read it incorrectly because I thought we were going to arrange a conference, but I think it's a workshop, as you said. We're going to bring all our role players together. Thanks for that. How does everyone feel about the resolutions? Because to me, the resolutions are in order. Honourable members, Honourable Dila, who would like to, Honourable de Kock?
Yes? I'll second, Honourable Chair.
You?
I'll second.
All right. Honourable Dila, Thousands, and Honourable de Kock, yeah, second. Yes. I think this comes to the end of our meeting, but I'd like the Honourable Chairperson just to make a few closing remarks. And see that it is New Year. I didn't welcome anyone in the meeting. We just did business. I'll let the Honourable Chairperson do that quickly. Thank you. Over to you.
First of all, I must thank all the members for support. Because before I could arrive, I received very bad news about my sister-in-law. And then when I was still struggling to deal with the family and others, I was told that you will hold the fort. So when I arrived here, you were already doing good work. I am very excited to welcome all of you back. I didn't know that when we do parliamentary work, we develop bonding, and we also remember each face as we continue to do our work away from parliament, which means we have become an extended family. So I take this moment indeed, Acting Chair, to say you are welcome back, all of us, back to our extended family, the parliament. But also to say, please, honorable members, work well and be sure that elections are not the end of parliament and government. And these elections are local elections and not national ones. So if we continue to ensure that things we see, we bring to our fold and seek to resolve them. There's a resolution that is required. There are things in the department we have not sorted out 100%. There are reports that we will receive. The chair, in my capacity as a chair, continues to be have that appeal that says, if I don't get my grant, I don't need any political intervention there. All I need is my money as prescribed by the Constitution. So if we do exactly that, we'll save all South Africans. Your task, honorable members, is one of promoting social cohesion. And cohesion is about equality and a plate of food on the table. I therefore appeal to all of us, despite your busy schedule, I know your schedule is busy, please prioritize this committee above all. They are all important, but bread and butter issues are the best. Only when there's something you have eaten that will have an energy to participate in economy, to do agriculture, to enjoy your South Africa as tourists, etc. But you need to eat. You need to dress. you need to be able to pay for your transport and also to send your school, your child to school. So I will always argue we are best positioned to bring that social cohesion. Thank you for honoring this particular meeting, accepting those who are not present, but I'll discuss my state with the people after now. But thank you for ensuring that whenever we are challenged with social issues, we don't drop the ball, nor do we remove our eyes from what we said we'll do for others. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, this honorable chairperson. And I would like just to say that our content advisor is on sick leave at the moment. Thanks a lot. The meeting is adjourned for next week. Thanks. Meeting closed.
Supposed to start at 10, but it started at 10:35. But they were first waiting for the chairperson, and then they heard that there was a meeting in the family, and then, but then they started on at 10:35, and then the chairperson came later. Yeah, it was like 10:35. I think it was about 10:35. It was about 58 minutes. 58 minutes. The meeting. Sorry? I don't know. She would know. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. I don't know. See, I don't know if I'll be any free. Force of gravity. Okay.
Force of gravity. Thank you. Thank you.